It's the biggest jump in consumer prices since 2008, an economy bursting with demand and a supply chain handcuffed by a depleted workforce and high prices for raw goods. In numbers released Tuesday, the Consumer Price Index showing a 5.4% increase in total cost.
Of course, everything is now more scarce, and therefore the prices have risen on them. As a result,
Tulane University economics professor Gary Hoover calling it predictable, but consumers are bearing the brunt. Used car and truck prices have risen a whopping 45.2%.
Every dealership that we stop by, the price is way up high, like these incomparable prices, like you know, can't afford it.
Even new cars are up 5.3%, and good luck finding one. The shortage of computer chips has slowed production and reduced product.
You see some dealers, new car dealers around town, that look like they're going out of business just because they have no inventory.
And if you do find a car, fueling it up will cost you 45.1% more, meaning a motorist who paid the $2.18 average this time last year would be paying $3.16 a gallon today, a jump of almost a dollar a gallon.
Prices are higher now than they were last year because Americans are finally able to travel. I just thought that context was important.
The White House saying July gas prices typically increase. Gary Hoover agrees, predicting the unusual post-pandemic travel frenzy will cool.
Come this time next year, that will have dissipated back to the normal amount of summer demand that we're used to seeing.
Though it isn't just on the road. The cost of food up 2.4%, a smaller increase, but with home energy up 6.3%, it all begins to add up, with food costs the easiest for consumers to process.
We know our customer base. We know what our market can take. They're going to try to absorb those costs just as long as they possibly can.
One reason to remain optimistic? The stock market not taking the news hard.
Well, in essence, the markets have already built this into their calculations about the future, and that's a sign to us. That's a sign that things will get better later on.
Michael Schur, News Nation, Los Angeles.